News Talk 830 WCCO. It is Thursday. It is just after 1 o'clock. Chad Hoffman's off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with Channel 5. Happy to be sitting here for a while. All kinds of things to talk about. The big news here in the Twin Cities is the Pollad family has announced intent to explore selling the Minnesota Twins. We talked a lot about that in the last hour, and we'll continue to do so. So if you have thoughts, let's hear them. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Did want to discuss a big hurricane and big weather news that had a lot of you on the edge the last several days. Hurricane Milton has moved through Florida now, came in on the Gulf Coast side, went off the East Coast earlier this morning. Five deaths, I think, have been attributed to the storm at last check. Astonishingly, four of those came from the tornado outbreak that came ahead of the storm. Having been a Florida resident before and gone through several hurricane seasons, the tornadoes being spawned from the outer edges of hurricanes is nothing new, but the amount of tornadoes that were spun up yesterday, I think the last I saw was somewhere 150 tornadoes that were spawned yesterday. They say it a lot, and if you've ever lived in hurricane country, that every hurricane is different and every storm is different, and no matter what the category, whether it's a one or it's a five, they all have different impacts and different characteristics. I think from what I'm seeing now, Governor Ron DeSantis quoted as saying this was not the worst case scenario for the state of Florida. So I think for the most part, folks are feeling a little relieved that the storm didn't pack the punch that many experts thought it would. Now, that does not mean that there's not some problems going on in Florida, and that's a fact. I want to connect with Krista Krueger-Fogelsong. She is a Fort Myers area resident. Krista and I go way back in the day. I think you only had one name then. I think you were Krista Krueger when we were friends, Krista.
I think so. That's just my Facebook name. I'm Krista Fogelsong now, but yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
Back in the day. Wow, that's a long time ago.
A long time ago. So we used to work in Rapid City Television together. And Krista, you've been down in Fort Myers for how many years now?
Since 2002. Yeah.
Oh,
long
wow.
Time.
That
lots
is a long
of hurricanes.
So lots of hurricanes. So tell me about this. How did you feel this particular hurricane hit?
Well, this one was scary because it came up so fast, and it looked like it was coming right towards Fort Myers, and then it kind of shifted to the northeast and went towards Tampa more. But this was not as bad as Ian that hit us 2 years ago, almost just a couple weeks to the day. And so there was a lot more storm surge. It was high tide during that time. For the Minnesota Twins fans, the stadium is okay, just, you know, for spring training. So that's good. And we did fine here. I'm looking right now across my lake, and my neighbor's pool cage has been crushed. But we lost power here. But for my neighborhood in particular, we are doing great. There was a lot of flooding near the river and near the beaches.
I saw that you put a relative on an airplane earlier this week to North Dakota. Where have they been sent back to North Dakota?
To Beach, right by Dickinson.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that I would notice this was something where I've as a former Florida resident and having gone through the hurricane thing, I did get the sense that a lot of people did evacuate because people were really, really concerned about the storm.
That's right, and especially because it was the same areas impacted by Ian, so nobody was taking any chances, and they were really out ahead of it a couple days in advance. I know on Fort Myers Beach, they said people had to be off the island by like 3 p.m. on Monday. So they were really getting, and then Sanibel was the next day. And so a lot of people evacuated this time where they didn't during Ian, and many people lost their lives or had to fight for their lives because of that high storm surge during that time.
So, Krista, you were in the television news business for a number of years, and so mm-hmm. you've not only been living through hurricanes as a resident, you've also been on the other end of it and covering the hurricanes. And I'm bringing this up because one of our StylesFinancial.com talking text line commenters, 651-461-9226, I knew this was going to start coming in. I knew it. A person says, media overhyped storm. And you know as well as I know that when the hurricane is on its way and people are scared and you're doing stories about it day after day after day, when the storm does not pack as much of a punch as perhaps some of the experts thought. That's when you have people accusing the media of overhyping the storm. Why can't we just be happy that the storm wasn't as bad as what they thought it was going to be?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they would be furious if we didn't tell them it was coming, you know. So, and even in my neighborhood, there, like I said, there was some damage, but everyone put up their shutters this time and they're taking them down today, but they're better safe than sorry. You know, maybe they didn't need the shutters, but it's so much better to be prepared just in case. So, yeah, I think they always think that when it's not as bad, but people forget too that there's a wide path that storm is. So you have to warn everyone because the path only gets narrower as it gets closer to shore. So you've got to get everyone informed on that wide path. So sometimes, yeah, you know, Naples got flooded, but they didn't get hit so hard south of us, you know, but they were impacted too. Even though the storm was way north of them, the surge was so high, there was a lot of flooding down in Naples. So it does impact a lot of people. And you just have to let everyone know just in case, because the storms are not as predictable as people think. They wobble. That happened during Charley in 2004, you know, and different storms wobble and you think it's going to Tampa and then all of a sudden it goes more east and comes to Fort Myers. So you just have to be aware.
Yeah, as the scenarios go, I think it was definitely good that it ducked sort there, it wobbled south there and sort of went where it did, which also made the storm kind of skirt south of Tampa and Orlando and Daytona Beach, really, because it was at one point it was headed right across these, you know, three pretty considerably sized metropolitan areas. And then that's when I get in the scenario where things probably might have been worse when you have it going over a bigger population.
Correct. And I feel for those people up on St. Pete and Treasure Island. They got hit 2 weeks ago with Helene.
Right.
So they're still recovering. And I can't imagine, I haven't seen a lot of, we had a power outage here. So I haven't seen a lot of coverage up there, but they had so much debris piled up. So that's got to be scattered everywhere now after this hit them again.
So I want to ask you this to describe it to folks here because, and I know a lot of Minnesota people have connections to Fort Myers. I'm sure you've known that. You've lived down there for a number of years now. And there's a big Minnesota Fort Myers thing, not only with the baseball, but I just think there's a cultural thing there that a lot of folks like to go down there. Talk a little bit about what it's like being a resident. I always describe this to people when you know there's a hurricane on the way and you start getting this like feeling of dread 5 days before the hurricane hits. It's unlike a tornado because a tornado you don't know is coming. You might get a little bit of warning, but you don't sit there and stew about it for 5 days. Can you describe that to people?
Yeah, it's, you know, and again, you know, it's not like a blizzard either because you have a few days maybe, but not like a week. Yeah, so it's, someone jokes, it's like stalking a turtle because it just is pokey. And the closer it gets, the first days, I know I posted a video about Costco and that was Saturday and it was crazy at Costco. So it started early. And so the anxiety just increases as the storm gets closer. So it's a very unique experience, especially for people like us who are from the Midwest or you spent a lot of time in the Midwest and then deal with Florida. It's a new experience. Yeah, you may not be in a flood zone, but then a tornado can get you. You know, I saw Palm Beach has horrible damage from a tornado over there, and they weren't even in the cone. You know, so you just never know.
Yeah, the tornado thing was really unusual for, I was talking about before you came on, not unusual for there to be some tornadoes, but to the extent of the tornado outbreak, I think I read somewhere like 150 tornadoes were spawned yesterday, and that's not even the hurricane itself. Well, Krista, I'm glad everything's okay.
Thanks. It was great catching up with you again.
Yeah, same to you, and thanks for checking on the Twins facilities. Obviously, that's very important, and it's very important today because we've been talking about that today. So, Krista, take care. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Good talking to you, Chris.
Good,
bye-bye.
Good to talk to you, too. All right, so let's talk about that. Media overhype. Oh, I love this topic.
Yeah, you people are the same.
Did the media overhype this storm? Have we underplayed the storm that went through prior to that? that caused so much damage to folks in the Carolinas. I'd love to have your thoughts on it. I know you've got thoughts. And I know some of you think that the Democrats have cast hurricanes on certain parts of the country.
They're seeding the clouds. We all know it.
I know some of you have theories about this. Joe Biden he's tossing tornadoes to parts, or tossing hurricanes at parts of the country now that he doesn't like.
He's got the laser machine. That's he knows what he's doing.
I know your theories. I know what you guys are saying. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. It's 1:22. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO, the cult firewoman. You are kicking it with the, your music is she sells sanctuary.
Thank you.
Is that song? Sorry, I almost got it wrong.
I've never heard this song before in my life. Wasn't even very familiar with the Cult.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going back great. Years, I assume.
Early 90s.
Okay, I don't even remember them.
Yeah, I'm a little older than you.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not that much.
A great band. Great band. Thank you for that. I'm glad to hear that. It was good to hear that song. Let's just play Name That Tune. Chad's gone, if you haven't noticed. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with Channel 5. Been at it this morning since early today as we were talking about Hurricane Milton. That was the big story of the day today before the news here locally that the Pollad family is thinking about selling the twins. And we'll be getting into that here as the afternoon goes on, because many of you have lots to say about it. I would also like to discuss the fan base has been very vocal that they didn't really want the Pollads in charge of things anymore if they weren't going to spend money. Well, then who do you want? And who could even afford a pro sports franchise around here if it were a local ownership group? We'll talk about that a little later. There's some names. There's some people who have the dough.
There's some money around here.
There's some dough out there. But I did want to talk about Hurricane Milton, because that was a big thing this morning when we went on there at Channel 5 and we were watching the storm. It came ashore a little earlier than what I think people thought, and it also dodged south of Tampa area. I think it went on the wall, went at Siesta Key, which is about 70 miles south. So basically between Tampa and Fort Myers. Still area that's seen a lot of damage, a lot of cleanup, but I think people will go back on this and go, this was not as bad as we were preparing for at one point. The StylesFinancial.com talking text line, some of your comments, media overhyped storm. As a guy who was in three hurricanes, working in three hurricanes in Central Florida in 2004, we took three hurricanes, and I was out in the field getting stormed on every single one of them. People have a weird, and people here too. It's like when there's a big snowstorm predicted, and Barlow says it was going to be 18 inches, and it only turned out to be 14. Overhyped it.
Joke.
Missed it. Mm-hmm. I wish I could have a job where I could be wrong all the time. Trust me, I've been doing news for 30 years. I've heard it.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it.
You've lived it. You've overhyped plenty of storms.
I get it. I get that there's a weird feeling because you somehow in your head have prepared yourself for a 2-inch snow and it's only 16 inches. They are wrong. Okay. Isn't that better?
Yeah, I think that's an okay thing.
Yeah.
And it's not like Milton died when it hit the shore. It's, Florida's too strong. I got to go back.
No,
the
and
Gulf.
It's caused plenty of damage and five deaths. And don't get me wrong. But I do think it's very funny, some of the things that people have to say and people being mad because the storm was overhyped, people implying that the government can control the weather now and the government sending hurricanes to certain areas because of political affiliations. And I'm not even going to go right or left on this. I'm just saying what I'm going to say. Having been in hurricane country and lived there, having heard when we were in Florida, so this is 2004, Charlie, Francis, and Gene. That year we had so many hurricanes. A very well-known preacher was saying that God was punishing Florida because the gays. Hmm. And that God was sending the hurricanes to Florida because of the gay people who live there.
Interesting.
And because Florida was a gay-friendly state. That was one of the things that was being thrown around.
Okay.
Now we're hearing over this last storm, Helene, that the government is somehow sending this sort of weather to certain areas.
Punish Trump areas, pro-Trump districts and voting blocks.
Yeah. This is the same Joe Biden who, by the way, that same group of people were saying can't even, you know, zip his pants in the morning. He's so he's lost control of his facility so much. But now Joe's become a maniacal mastermind to send the hurricanes to where there are people who don't like him.
Well, again, we've talked about it before, the whole zipping of the pants issue or whatever it is. It's the long game. That's Joe playing the long game. Yeah, I'm just old Joe, can't do anything over here. You get him behind closed doors, bing,
yep.
Bing, boom.
Yep, yep.
Seed those clouds, get the space lasers going.
We're pressing the magic. So I was in, when we were in Central Florida living there.
Orlando area, right?
Orlando area, yes. So wife and I were both in the television news business, and Charlie was a fluke because Orlando hadn't taken a direct hit from a hurricane since the 60s, I believe. So it was a big deal. The hurricane turned. It came up. It headed right for Orlando. And we took a direct hit. And it was a big deal. And the town was lots of damage, lots of trees down, months and months and months of cleanup. Then we had Hurricane Francis, which was just within a month, I think, not even that. And that was a rainmaker. Completely different storm. Charlie was wound tight. It was quick. It went through in a matter of an hour or so.
Really?
Almost more like you'd think of like a tornado. That was sort of the way that it went through. Francis was a rainmaker, and it just rained.
Just sat on top of you.
Rained for days. I slept in the floor of a Walmart that night during that particular hurricane because they had shut everything down. And as when you're out there and you're one of these crews, you basically are in a live truck and a photographer, and at that point they would give us buckets, 5-gallon buckets of supplies, food, water, whatnot, because you're going to be gone for a couple of days. Presumably you're not going to have power. You're just sort of roughing it. And so we go out. We found a place to settle down and do our live shots, which was basically we used the protection of the Walmart to block the storm from coming so you could be out of the main elements, but still in it enough to be able to show people what was happening.
Yeah.
And so that night we'd been on the air for, I don't know, maybe 12, 15 hours. And we were able to cut loose for a couple hours, take a nap, regroup, then come back at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever. We were in a Walmart next to the Walmart. Well, the manager came out. He goes, "You guys want to come back here and sleep or rest or whatever you can?" And he goes, "Come in and help yourself to whatever you want." So this manager had to stay because I think there was fear that they didn't want people to break into the store because it was empty. And so it was like a movie. He just said, "Take whatever you want." So
grab a bike or something.
Yeah. Like we were walking down the clothing aisle. I think I grabbed a pair of like gym shorts and a t-shirt so I could sleep in them as I was completely soaked.
Nice TV. It's fine. You said it. You said
whatever you want.
What aisle did you sleep in? Do you remember?
We slept in the break room because that was the only place where we felt there was shelter. So in the back room, under a folding, one of those folding office tables.
Sure.
With the two or three of us just huddled underneath the
cots or anything.
Hell no. It was just, just laying on the floor.
That sounds nice. The night at the Walmart.
And listening to the roof of the Walmart sort of shake and rattle and stuff the whole time, and you're thinking at any moment the roof could just get popped right off the top of the Walmart.
You just get a little wet.
But I'm bringing up the experience of this as a journalist out in the field. I don't think anybody's trying to overhype anything. I think we're just trying to make sure that people are aware of what the conditions are and try to make sure that people are safe. I know people like to say that it's overhyped if the storm doesn't turn out as big as what they thought. And I know last night, did Anderson Cooper almost get hit with a sign or what happened?
A sign or some sort of debris. He was doing a live spot for CNN. He was out in the middle of it, and yes, something flew up and clocked him right in the face. He was fine, but it was a good video.
So this always comes up, and it always came up when we were down there. It's like, why do you have to put reporters out in the field? And
because it's amazing television.
It is amazing television. And one of our reporters, his name was Scott Thuman. He's in Washington, D.C. now. He's an anchor in Washington, D.C. And Scott was out, and a sign went flying by him. And it was so close. He's like, if it would have hit me, I would have, like, I'd be dead. It would have been, decapitated him.
That's not good.
And so it's dangerous to be out in the storms. I would say they don't put people out in the storms if they don't want to be. And I know plenty of people that after that year got out of television news because of that it was such a rough year for field crews because having to be out for three different hurricanes like that.
So when you were out, you volunteered for the job? You said, I'm the guy?
Absolutely. It was very exhilarating.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I have to imagine it was. Were you given kind of a, here's how to do it kind of thing?
Yeah, and we had certain areas. So basically we had, dozens of people out in different areas, and it was strategic as to where we were placed and why we were placed there. And so that way we could cover the entire region and help to be the eyes and ears of whatever might be going on in that area. So.
Even down to the, hey, look for a big structure like a Walmart. No, I'm serious. And use that instead of being out in the middle of everything.
Yep.
Hey, find a big building where it's still going to be awfully windy. The camera can still shoot, where the wind is even hitting harder, but you yourself, a little bit safer.
Yep. I mean, I was watching all the hurricane coverage as late as I could last night, and there is something, I don't know, I do feel there's some value in having people stuck out in it. I do think that there's some people who take advantage of that, and they play up the storm to make it seem.
We've seen examples of that.
Absolutely, we have. And that's what people get mad about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's insulting. Like, don't insult me. I think if you're honest and you're authentic about what's going on, I mean, that's the way to do that. But I don't know. Maybe I'm too pure hearted. I don't believe that the media is out there trying to overhype these things.
No, I don't think they are. And I mean, assuming everyone is telling the truth about wind speeds as Milton was approaching, as it was going through the Gulf.
Right.
I mean, we were talking, it was bouncing between Category 4, Category 5, 175, 180 mile an hour winds. That sounds serious to a guy that's never been in a hurricane before.
Yeah.
It sounds rather blustery.
But blustery is right.
Yeah.
Yes, blustery is right. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. I asked folks on my Facebook page if they had friends and family. I had like 90, 100 comments. Like, all kinds of people from Minnesota have friends and family down there who evacuated. And if you guys have any updates and want to let us know how everybody's doing, that'd be great. 651-461-9226. Would love to talk more about that. I do have a bit of a bone to pick with some of you out there that I want to talk about when we come back, though. Why are you wearing Kansas City Chiefs football uniforms, jerseys around town? We're in Minnesota, right?
Yes, we are. That's confirmed.
What's up with all the Chiefs jerseys? I see you. See you walking by my house on Sundays. I don't like it. We'll talk more about it when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Nice little Thursday, and not for those of you who want summer to go away, though. It's not felt like fall at all outside. Great day to wear a sweater.
I mean, you could have made a different choice.
I couldn't have, actually. By the way, my name is Chris Agger. I'm with Channel 5, StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. Somebody commented in. Who's the host today? Hi, Chris. Chad's off today doing fun stuff, hopefully out enjoying this lovely summer weather. And so I was at the news station earlier today. I brought one thing to wear for Minnesota Live at 9 o'clock. I changed clothes from the news to the casual lifestyle show.
Relatable, Eggert.
Yeah. Hi, like Mr. Rogers. You know, like he'd come in,
Shoes go off.
Shoes go
the
off.
The house shoe goes on.
Yeah, comfortable, cardigan. Casual. And so the shirt I'd selected, my gut was just pressing the buttons to the very if they would have popped off. We had the Wild general manager, Bill Guerin, on today. If one of those buttons could have popped off, it might have just, boom, got Bill right in the eye.
You don't want that.
No.
You don't want that.
No.
You already said. And he was a fighter.
He's a fighter.
He could throw him back in the day.
I'm not getting that guy with one of my belly buttons.
Rip that sweater right up over your head. And boom.
So I decided, I found the only thing I had, and it was a sweater. And it's hot, and it's uncomfortable, and it was a terrible choice. A terrible choice. About as terrible of a choice as wearing a Kansas City Chiefs jersey on a Vikings Sunday. Can you
Sounds
imagine?
At least more comfortable.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can imagine.
I'm sitting in my home, having watched the Vikings outlast the Jets this last week, which you knew it just fine. They won. Okay,
we have happy with it.
Have some things to build on. We found out we have some weaknesses, which is fine. But I look out and. One of my neighbors is out in his backyard with a Kansas City Chiefs jersey on. And then I look out on the other window and a gal's pushing a baby down the street with a Kansas City Chiefs jersey on.
What number are they wearing?
I don't know. I didn't look. I was so incensed.
Well, it's got to be a Mahomes or a Kelsey.
I mean,
right?
I assume so, right? Like, is that the reason?
Yes.
The Kansas City Chiefs are becoming like America's team.
I think it's the combination of the fact that they've been so good now for several years.
Yeah.
And the Taylor effect.
Yeah.
I can see that's why the Kelsey jerseys might be more popular now than they've ever been.
What if I told you, I think you're not wrong.
Of course not.
What if I told you of course you're always right, the top 10 jerseys as ranked by the NFL in their sales, Kansas City's not even in the top 10.
Now, that is quite surprising.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I bet you want to know who the other ones are, don't
Boy,
you?
Would I ever.
All right. Well, you know what? I have the answer to that.
Sam Darnold?
This is not individual players. This is teams.
Oh, okay.
Teams.
Okay.
And again, this is according to NFL.com and their own sales. I assume that's on their team store.
Probably.
Because I don't know how else they would track that. But number 10, the New York Football Giants.
Big market, I guess.
Number 9, the Denver Broncos.
Who are they selling jerseys?
I don't know. Yeah.
Are we still slinging Elway jerseys?
Number 8, your Minnesota Vikings.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You're 5-0. You better be selling
very
some
good.
Jerseys.
Very good. Yeah, I was happy with that. Number 7, the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay.
Found that to be a little surprising. Well, they've had a decent start to the season. I think.
Are we selling like Geno Smith jerseys?
Maybe. Metcalf, the receiver?
I guess. He's a player.
Number 6, the Green Bay Packers. I have one of my college roommates, college basketball teammates, his son is Tucker Kraft and plays for the Packers. Kid stud. So I can't, I've had to dial back my Packers rhetoric.
No, you don't. You don't have to do that.
I do.
No, you don't.
I feel an obligation.
No, you shouldn't feel an obligation. This is more important than friendships, Chris.
It's true. Number 5, the Oklahoma Raiders. Oakland Raiders.
Oklahoma?
Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
Oakland Raiders.
And now the Las Vegas Raiders,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Number 4, the Eagles.
Okay.
Number 3, the Steelers.
Makes sense. There's Steelers fans everywhere.
Patriots?
I think we've fallen out of love with Patriots. I think America's done with the Patriots. Well, I thought America was done with the Patriots. Clearly, they're not.
Cowboys, number 1.
Makes sense. They're still America's
Why team. Are they America's team?
I don't get it.
I've never understood that. Never.
I mean... The 90s, they had a nice run.
Yeah.
Real nice run.
Yeah.
It hasn't been as great of a run since then.
No. And how much are they paying Dak Prescott?
Too much.
And hasn't really lit the world on fire?
No. He's been good and he's been bad. And Mike McCarthy seems to be every year the one that's going to get fired. And somehow he's still there coaching the squad.
And old what's his buckets there? Old feisty pants.
Jerry Jones?
No, we could be feisty pants too, but the old Vikings coach.
Oh, Zim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Zimmer's there now.
Yeah, his defense has not been awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. How do we feel about that? I don't wish the man any ill will, but I feel like he went out kind of a lot of sour grapes and sort of slung a lot of didn't have very nice things to say. Not a very gracious exit.
I think we all read that in the Mark Craig piece at the start of the year. I'm a guy who holds grudges. So what about it?
Right?
Do you ever look in the mirror, Mike? Nope.
And on one hand, you know what? That's kind of what I would expect from him.
Oh, completely.
And as a old ball coach, all right. Be that way. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
Yeah, there is blame to spread around.
Right.
Perhaps.
Right.
Summit Mike himself. He wouldn't let us know that.
No.
He would not confirm.
Absolutely not. I mean, meanwhile, Kevin O'Connell's lighting the world on fire. They're already ready to build a statue of him outside U.S. Bank Stadium.
I think it's already up.
People, guy can't do anything wrong.
No. Well, I mean, between him and what's his buckets?
Kwesi Odofo-Mensa?
He's turned his image around a little bit towards Vikings fans.
Yeah.
After that first draft, which was just stinker after stinker after stinker. The drafts still haven't been amazing, but the other moves have been great. And obviously, B-Flow, as we call him.
The defense is rather happy with lighting the world on fire. And again, to your point, like the manipulation to get a bunch of kind of journeyman guys, and including the local Blake Cashman guy.
Yeah.
Cashman guy, which is cool.
Unbelievable on Sunday against the Jets.
Somebody points out on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, and I did notice this, that the Cowboys jerseys are number one. Why are the Cowboys first? Apparently, you guys haven't seen their cheerleaders. Apparently, there's a new documentary that's out on Netflix about the Dallas cheerleaders.
I think we've, as a nation, gotten kind of over the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
That was a thing when I was a lad in the late 70s, early 80s.
Exactly. Yeah, a lot of teams have cheerleaders, but they're not like Dallas.
The Dallas cheerleaders.
Yeah, okay.
All right. What's on your mind? StylesFinancial.com. Talking text line 651-461-9226. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. Time right now is 1:53. It is a Lindus Construction time check. Time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. It is a beautiful day out there. Beautiful. So beautiful. Not if you want more fall weather, typical fall weather. It definitely hasn't been football weather. Shouldn't be hot at a Friday night football game. Should have to wear at least a sweater, whatever the case might be.
It's still been cooling down. Calm down, fall weather lover.
A little bit, but it's going to get like colder next week.
Yeah, I don't
for a
like
couple
that.
Days. So, you know, we'll
highs
we'll
in the
get
50s
it.
On Sunday. Get out of here Sunday. Do better.
So when it's this nice outside, I hate to spend time indoors watching television. Unless it's Channel 5 Eyewitness News. But I don't forget
45.
And 40 and Eyewitness News on 45.
45.
Yesterday I completed one of the better TV series that I've watched in a while on Apple TV. It's called Bad Monkey.
I've heard.
Highly recommend it.
Somebody was raving about that show with Chad a week or so ago. I don't remember what, but Vince Vaughn, right?
Vince Vaughn is in it. It's based on the Carl Hyacin book. Carl Hyacin is a great author from Florida, speaking of hurricanes. Always writes about Florida, always writes about weird Florida topics. There's always a hurricane somehow mixed into the storyline of the stories, and just really good. Bad Monkey is the name of this particular series. Vince Vaughn is a detective. An unorthodox police detective.
Mm. See, I thought he'd be very orthodox.
Right. They've sort of made the book itself and tweaked it to make it a really like Vince Vaughn-centric show. So you've got to be into Vince Vaughn and his humor.
He's basically Vince Vaughn playing Vince Vaughn, who happens to be a detective?
Yes.
Got it.
But it is a fantastic murder mystery. Very, if you've ever lived or been around Florida or read about Florida, there's always this underlying current of his stories, and it's too much development, too many tourists around. All these people are coming in and ruining our pristine place. There's always that sort of undercurrent of things. And there's a monkey in this particular show, which is why I got the name Bad Monkey. The monkey plays a role in it. It's kind of hard to explain, but
I feel like you need to try. Does Vince Vaughn have a pet monkey?
No, he doesn't. But one of the characters who's from the Bahamas, who's embroiled in the murder mystery, has a monkey. The monkey, as written about in the book and then in the show, apparently is a cast-off from one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies that were filmed in the Bahamas. Ah. So that's how the monkey – but the monkey was too bad to be an actor monkey, so the monkey got sort of let go from the set, and then the monkey now lives freely with this nice Bahamian man named Nigel.
Was the monkey set to be a star in the movie? Have a speaking role, or just as an extra?
I don't believe it was a speaking role, but I think it did play a primary role in the
primate role.
So anyway, not to get off course, but Bad Monkey on Apple TV. I highly recommend it for when the weather does get a little cool, or if you're just sick of these wonderful sunny days and you just want to sit inside and watch some television.
Well, and now, I mean, with the sun setting as early as it does now, it's dark by 7 o'clock.
That's true.
That's perfect time for a little Bad Monkey viewing or whatever you happen to be watching.
I don't personally have Apple TV.
Excuse me?
A friend of mine is borrowed me his login.
I think you mean lent you?
Loan me? So if you guys hit me up on the stylesfinancial.com talking text line, I'll give you his password. 651-461-9226. Casey, I hope you don't mind, but I'm giving your password.
Season 2 is shrinking. It's coming up too. So that could be very useful.
There you go. Hey, we'll talk more Twins when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO.